You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Vaping may harm your blood flow, even without nicotine. E-cigarettes have always been marketed as the sweeter, safer smoking future. But a new study shows that their vapor alone can cause your blood vessels to constrict, stiffen, and circulate less oxygen. And that's without the nicotine and flavoring. As the study's principal investigator put it, the results of our study defeat the notion that e-cigarette vaping is harmless. A huge ransomware attack messes with Texas. On August 16th, a total of 23 local government organizations in Texas were hit by the largest coordinated ransomware attack ever seen against multiple local governments. Texas authorities have not revealed the names of the entities affected nor the details of the attack, other than to say, the evidence gathered indicates the attacks came from one single threat actor. And now for today's fast fact, 2.4 million acres. That's the amount of land consumed by wildfires this year, in Alaska alone. And the fires don't just burn houses and displace wildlife. They also release huge amounts of CO2 into the air. Weirdly, though, melting glaciers are capturing at least some of it. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.